John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Welcome back to another edition of Player Profiles and Projections. Today, we are doing the bald-headed, skinny, weird kind of, what do I call him, a Swedish doctor-looking fellow? J.A. Happ. What does J.A. Happ stand for? It stands for James Anthony Happ, born on October 19th. 1982, so he's older than Jake by 7 years, 6 years and 350-something days, something around there. Son of Jim and Sue Happ. Thoughts, Jake?
Jim, how are you? Before we talk about James Anthony Happ, should we talk about these mugs we have with us?
We're sitting in the same room together, recording. We both have beautiful, nice, wooden, hand-carved. I don't know if they're hand-carved. I haven't been to the factory yet.
I don't think they're hand-carved in the nicest way. We don't know.
What if like there's a machine that carves them, and they refer to that part of the machine as the hands
the hand,
of the machine?
The hand machine.
The hands, yeah.
Okay.
So we call this the hand, and that actually scrapes the wood. You know, that's what a tour guy would say of the Dugout Mugs place. So we are sitting here with our beautiful Dugout Mugs. I got the Talking Yanks. Jake has the Yankees one. Some of you guys, most of you probably like the Yankees more than they like Talking Yanks.
Fair.
I do.
Same, maybe.
Go to dugoutmugs.online/talkingyanks. Just go to the website, click around, and then eventually, if you want to buy one, you will. Keep it in mind, because Mother's Day, Father's Day, they got wine glasses and mugs and shot glasses and holders. It's probably the best Father's Day present.
Memorial Day. Get yourself a Memorial Day gift.
Mm-hmm. Dad, I got you your Memorial Day gift. Son, we've never done that once in our lives. Well, this time's different.
April Fools, I slashed your tires. What? Here's a Dugout Mug, though. Sorry about that. I love good pranks, though.
Dugoutmugs.online/talkingyanks. Do you think Jay's parents, Jim and Sue Happ, are proud of him?
Run around Sue. Yes, his parents are very proud of him, and I know that, Jim, because I went to his hometown this summer, if you remember that. When I drove cross-country, I stopped in Peru, Illinois. So I've been to Peru. Me and my dog, Noodle, ran around the dog park there. It was very nice. I got a sandwich. And I was like, you guys know Jay Happ? And they're like, get the hell out of here.
Was there any paraphernalia?
Weed, maybe.
Okay. Did you check out the local Applebee's or TGI Fridays?
No, it's one of those things. When you're driving cross country, it's tough to get held up.
So you didn't go to a restaurant. You didn't go to a local restaurant to see if they had any James Paxton.
Well, that'd be even weirder because it's Jay Happ. No,
we got two Jameses on the staff.
It's a nice town. We have two.
That's
Jameses
not talked about enough.
Well, one doesn't go by James. That's a big thing about it.
Well, still a James.
Jay Happ.
Pisses me off that he like has initials, but doesn't use the second letter. It's so weird.
Yeah, that is really weird. I don't love it.
J A Happ, but just call me Jay. Well, then why even give us the second initial?
Yeah, just say you're Jay.
It's not necessary.
Just say you're Jay and don't go by James. Maybe there's a story there.
Be like, hi, I'm James Vincent, but just call me James. And why'd you tell me the second part?
J Happ, and they're like, oh, your name's actually James. Yeah, but I just always like Jay. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Jay Happ. It's like, well, it's J.A., James Anthony. And you just go, no.
Traded for him last year.
We traded for him last year, Jim.
Who'd we give up? McKinney and Drury?
McKinney, Drury show. Was there an extra piece? Let me see. No, it's Drury and McKinney.
Drury had a broken hand that no one knew about, yeah. I guess.
Brutal season for Brandon Drury. Like, actually rooting for him in Toronto. Every game they don't play the Yankees. Billy McKinney. He seemed kind of cool.
Sure.
Good name, Billy McKinney.
Yeah.
J-Hap, what does he do, Jim? He joins the Yankees. He pitches 11 games started, 7-0, 2.69 ERA, 63.2 innings pitched, 63 strikeouts. He was everything we asked for and more at the time, if you remember, Jim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was a setup. You put something right in your mouth as I did that. What'd you put in your mouth?
No, but don't worry about what I'm putting in my mouth.
Oh, you're eating pistachios. Jesus
Christ. It's baseball season. Don't worry about it. I have an opinion on Hap that is going to be unpopular, so I don't want to get into it now. But he was really good for us down the stretch last year. He's stable and solid because he's a history major. Those people are well thought out, well rounded, calm minded, thought provoking individuals, and that's why he can be so calm. You know why he's so calm? Because he just throws fastballs.
Are we being too soft about not acknowledging his start against the Red Sox?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Or we'll get there right now. Because I found the stat. 2.07 ERA in the last three seasons. 2016, 2017, 2018. 2.07 ERA in what? It's like, I want to say, four starts a season it was. So it was around 12 starts in 3 years. He had a 2.07 ERA versus the Sox. He shut him down.
Right.
Four games every year, and he allowed 5 earned runs over the course of those 4 games. We got him partially because of that reason, and he was good and available, and there wasn't that much else. One playoff game, and he was visibly shaking on the mound.
Yeah.
For the old veteran, the history major, thought-provoking, stable guy, and he was shaking on the mound and got lit up. Actually, did he get lit up? I forget what the final line was. It felt like he got lit up.
2 innings pitched, 5 earned runs.
Yeah, lit up. Yes, yeah. Lit up. Did Pierce get him a couple times? Because Pierce has 6 home runs off him in his career. I saw that too.
Yeah, I was trying to lead you into the Pierce stat, and we got there
in a roundabout way.
Yeah, very roundabout way. I'm trying to see if Pierce got him that game.
I think he did.
That was the first game. That was game 1. Sale versus Hap, so we were fighting uphill anyway. That game finished 5-4, if you remember that. But yeah, 3 given up in the first inning, and then he came out for the third, and he gave up 2 there, which is brutal. No, JD got Hap in the first. 2-on, 3-run homer.
Bummer.
So yeah, and I think that was tough, because that's a lot of people, well, A, you know, we're Yankee fans and we say the playoff matters, and he got his one playoff start and he was terrible. Like you said, visibly shaken, not very good. It's tough for me because I'm a huge, especially in baseball, letting one game affect your thoughts on a guy. But it is tough for a lot of people, and I get that. But at the same time, you have to look back and A, just look at the whole thing the Red Sox did. I mean, even in the Yankees series, which they dominated, they won the first game with Chris Sale on the mound, and they rocked J-Hap 5-4.
Yeah, it was close. It was close. And then game 4 was close,
and
too.
Then, yeah, they could have taken that one, too. So, we can sneak Red Sox jabs in the PPPs, because no Red Sox fan should be listening to those. But the Red Sox were on a magical run. It is what it is. Hap comes back. We sign him instead of your boy, Patrick Corbin, which people were disappointed in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the big thing for us is we want to win the division this year so we could get home field.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The wild card sucks, man. It is.
I couldn't tell if you were
worst.
Your reaction was so legit. I thought you were acting at first.
No,
I thought you were being a drama queen.
No,
that was real.
That
wow.
Was real.
Yeah, the wild card takes a lot out of you.
It's a torture, man. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions, and I hate it. If we are in the wild card, we'll win it. That's fine, but I don't want to go through that again.
Jimmy, let me get rolling on my stats. You cool with that?
Stat boy Jake.
You want to let anything else out on Hap? Do you want to talk about Hap Corbin at all? I mean, we signed the guy to the three-year 17 mil, the third year is an option. a vesting option with 165 innings or 27 starts. We like this the signing. The guy pitched great for us.
Yeah, I like the signing.
Okay.
Do you want to do your Stat Boy Jake thing?
I'll go Stat Boy Jake right quick. I'll give the goods. So we'll get the general one out there. He was 7-0 with the Yanks, 2.69 ERA. That's really good. He was a lefty killer last year. Held lefties to a 171 batting average and a 487 OPS. So if there's a lefty slugger on your team, J-Hap is going to be pretty good at neutralizing them. He took the subway once last year.
Huge news.
Advanced stats.
No, it's huge. Why are you going to gloss right over that? Man of the people.
He's a man of the people.
The subway system in New York is confusing.
Right.
To go in there and master it right away. We actually don't know. We don't know if he could have been going the wrong way. He could have been lost for 2 hours. We just saw the one picture.
Could have just been photoshopped with him on the subway. That was like his agent's move.
Do we need to get into that this season? Like just photoshopping players? Look, Clint Frazier's on the subway. Is he getting called up?
I mean, people would love it.
And then in the
don't corner yourself because you'd be doing this.
In the background, there'll be like a little talking Yankees thing. I'd be like, never mind, we faked you out.
Da.
Gotcha, journalism.
Gotcha. Jim, I've got something I really liked digging through J-Hap stats. So, hey, we fast forward a little bit, and then I'll hit my money one. The last 3 years, J-Hap has been 47-21, 3.44 ERA. It averaged out to a 16-7 record, 29 games started, 173 innings pitched, 166 Ks. We'd sign up for that in a heartbeat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. And that's what J-Hap is. We asked him to come in and just be solid. Like, don't be Sonny Gray. Don't go out there and have these, you know, five earned run blowups, which ironic that his only start in the playoff. That's what he did. But J-Hap during the season was as consistent and as stable as they got. Was a huge, huge snag, and I kind of saved us from that Sevy slump. But Jim, here's something I want to focus on. So if you look at a pitcher's splits, and we go to Baseball Reference for a lot of our stats. If you look at pitcher splits, normally you'll see that in wins, they have really good stats, obvious. In losses, they have pretty bad stats, obvious. And in no decisions, it's somewhere in the middle.
Mm.
Example, Luis Severino. In wins last year, he had a 1.89 ERA. Okay? In losses, Sevy had a 7.96 ERA. In no decisions, he had a 3.9. So basically a 4 ERA. So exactly what I was saying before. J-Hap, in J-Hap's wins, he had a 2.82 ERA. Yep. In his losses, he had an 8.77 ERA. Yep. Basically the same exact thing as Sevy. In no decisions, so in 8 games, 43 innings, J-Hap had a 2.7 ERA. His ERA was actually better than in his wins. So what that's telling me is that J-Hap is going to run into a bunch of wins this year.
Wow.
Decent stats. I thought I liked that.
How many wins?
Ooh.
How many games is J.A. Happ going to win this year? His Happ. Career high for wins, Jake.
20.
Is 20.
Nice.
I didn't check. I'm just guessing that you knew.
Yeah, I did.
You already said it.
Yeah, he had 20 wins in 2016. Yeah, he went 20-4 with Toronto. 3.18 ERA. We'll take that, Jay. Finished sixth in the Cy Young. I think it's funny. He's got his only. He finished second in the Rookie of the Year in 2009.
He was a 26-year-old Rookie of the Year. So runner he doesn't up. Have that many MLB miles on his arms, I guess, if he got really his start at 26 and now he's 36.
Yeah, a little bit.
When you see a 36-year-old, you think way more than that. Like, I can bring up CeCe, who's the same age,
right,
who has a decade more
right.
of
yeah.
games on his arm.
CeCe did start a lot earlier. Hap has essentially gotten better as he's gone. If I had to, I mean, an over-under on Happer's wins, God, I'm setting myself up for failure here, but I would say 17?
You're so optimistic all the time on these. I love it, but you're...
I mean, here's my thing.
I'm taking the under there.
26, I mean, that's the safe bet, but 2016, he had 20 wins.
Mm-hmm.
2017, he had 10 wins. Mm-hmm. Last year, he had 17 wins. And so he was 7-0 with the Yankees. I mean, a conservative an honest Vegas line is probably 14 12. Or 15. Dude, 20, 17, and 10. 12
yeah, but I mean,
is...
he's got a lot of other years there. He's never had more than 12
right, but he's
two
he's,
seasons.
He's clearly become a better pitcher later in his career.
And he is on a better team now.
And
I would,
he's on a
I
much
would set
better
the,
team.
I would set the honest Vegas over-under at 14.5.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But, so. I mean, seeing what he did with the Yankees last year, I think he can come out with that comfortability. You mentioned he throws a ton of fastballs. It's kind of awesome to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
He just goes up, down, outside, up, down, up, down, outside, inside, up, down, outside, inside, up, down, outside. You got it?
The Jay Happ song.
Yeah. That's what is going on in his head.
We might have to mix
you know,
that up.
You
wow,
know,
that's
yes.
what's going on up there.
Yeah, you know
what? Kind of to a Swedish
yes.
beat.
You ever,
that's
yeah.
your thing.
Yeah, you ever seen Hardball? I mean, I like it when you call me Big Pop. When the kid's pitching,
yeah.
he's got the headphones on. That's what's going on in J.A. Happ's.
Can you sing the song again? I already forgot it.
Up, down, inside, outside, inside, outside,
up, down, up, down, inside, outside, outside, inside, up, down, up, down, inside, outside, outside, inside. Yeah, now I see the whole Swedish doctor thing you're talking about. It's kind of, and again, it's almost, if a 13-year-old kid sat down and watched J.A. Happ pitch, he'd be like,
boring.
Yeah, pretty much, right? There's no flash. He gets guys out. But if you're a true baseball person, which we're trying to make more people baseball people, we are, it really is kind of an art watching Jay Happ work. And we talked about in the Paxton PPP, we think James Paxton is essentially a young Jay Happ, except he doesn't abbreviate his name in a weird way. And I think he can hopefully pass on a lot of knowledge. And I don't know. I have very high expectations for Jay Happ this year.
I don't.
Wow.
It's not that I don't. And I'm going to make a comparison that's so unfair, and I'm not comparing the two.
Boy.
I'm not comparing the two players at all. I'm just comparing the thought process. Mr. Perfect, Aaron Small.
Whoa.
Ends the year so well on like just a run so well, and you expect him to just start that year so well. And I just, because he ended so well, I just see him hitting some snags early on.
You're Aaron Small in me?
No, it's not Aaron Small. It's just any pitcher that ends the season on a stretch like that, and then you expect him to just start that stretch. I can see Happ. Here's what I'm trying to say. The naysayers, Jake, of this offseason, they're going to hit on something. They don't like bringing Happ back. They don't like bringing CeCe, Gardner, they don't like the LeMahieu signing. Like the naysayers that don't like this offseason at all.
Right.
They're going to hit on one of them that they can cling on to. And like, well, we told you about this guy was wrong. Okay. They're going to hit on one of them. And Happ's my leader, because I just think, like you said, everything feels so smooth and easy.
He's the safest option. So
yeah.
That's why you're going against
yes,
it.
Yes, because he up, down, inside out. Fastballs, fastballs. Like that's it's so safe that I feel like if he does start getting knocked around, we're going to be like, oh, all he throws is fucking fastballs.
There's like not a fix. He's old. He only throws fastballs.
Yeah.
I think that was the best argument for you. I still think it's dumb. He's been pitching in the AL East.
I love that about him. I love that he's been pitching in the AL East. I want him to do good. He's just the one where like...
No, I'm going to give it to you because this was my Sevy argument from last year, essentially. Except you're pinning it on the haters. But you're right. In the pitching world, you're starting pitchers, it never all happens.
No.
It never all happens. And that was me with Sevy last year. I was like, I don't know. I just... Coming into the season, I was like, I know he's a stud. I know he's incredible. But I just think Sevy's going to have something bad happen. Like, I just think his ERA is going to go up to 4. And he was... made me look like a fool for half the season, and then he made me look half good the other
half.
Yeah,
remember
the season.
You bought yourself that cake, and you said, I was right about Sevy being wrong?
I don't remember that, which is insane.
Yeah, you bought a cake, you said...
Up, down, up, down, inside, outside, outside, inside, up, down. That's what's going on in J-Hap's head.
So here's the thing. Everyone tweet us in and use the hashtag HonestVegasOverUnder.
And don't use that hashtag. Promise me you won't use that hashtag.
Okay, use the hashtag Talkin' Yanks or whatever.
Okay.
14.5 wins for J.A. Happ. I want to hear what people think.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a poll out there one of these days.
What are you taking?
I'd take the over. I told you I think 60. Over the past 3 years, he's averaged 16 wins, and now he's on a much better team that he came on last year, and he proved he did exactly what... Like, that's the thing for me. Nothing changed. It's not like Jay Happ came in and was like, whoa, he's striking out all these guys, or he actually was striking out less guys. Like, Jay Happ came in, did the exact same thing he's been doing for 4 years now, and yeah, when you pitch like that, you end up just racking up wins on the Yankees because you're a lefty at the stadium who's going to have all these six innings, two-run type starts that with this offense, you're going to be in the position to win games.
I am taking the under on the 14.5, and I'm not into that he's going to have a bad year. I just think it doesn't matter. They don't value the win. They don't keep pitchers out there for the win. Last year, the Yankees won 100 games. How many of the starting pitchers had more than 14 wins?
Not sure.
One, Luis Severino. But CC Sabathia, he had only 9 wins, but he had a 3.65 ERA. Mm-hmm. Tanaka, he only had 12 wins, but he had a 3.75 ERA, and we're happy with Tanaka's year. So I'm going to take the under on the Honest Vegas over underline 14.5 for Happ, but I'm not damning him to a bad season by taking that.
Yeah, but if Sonny Gray can get 11 wins, what can Jay Happ get you?
Well, Sonny Gray had 11 wins.
Yeah.
How?
Dub City, man.
Sonny Gray. That motherfucker.
Yo, we're going to make that a trivia question. Who had the third most wins on the Yankees pitching staff last year?
That is nuts. Absolutely nuts. I'm trying to, like, look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to detect it right now. He had 3 wins in a row at one point.
Yeah.
In July. Wow.
Sonny got better each month. I'm not doing a Sonny Gray thing right now. This was James Anthony Happ.
Sonny's game log, don't look at it because it's weird.
I love it. I end up on it every day.
From July 11th to September 29th, he pitched in 13 games, and he only gave up more than 2 runs once.
Well, he was relieving in a lot of those games.
Yeah, he was relieving in the last 5.
That could end it.
End it. All right, this is it. That's the final line on J.A. Happ. So my final prediction, this is our final prediction, and these are brought to you by Jake.
Guys, Diamond Baseball Tours. Listen to the name. They do baseball tours. You get it. They've been doing it for 20 years. They plan out the whole thing. They got buses. They got hotels. The buses are nice. They're not slouchy buses. You got Wi-Fi. We got it. It's a good time. They do all sorts of packages. They got a West Coast one, Rockies, South Great Lakes. But we're talking about Mo to Cooperstown. They do a Cooperstown tour. Go see Mo this year. We're thinking about it. If not, Jeter next year. We're there. Go check them out, diamondbaseballtours.com, or email them info@diamondbaseballtours.
I'm going to say Happ ends with 13 wins and a 3.8 ERA. And a lot of 3-run quality start outings that have that ERA going up. Not a lot of like 0 runs, 1 run, 2 runs.
9 wins at the All-Star break, 3.4 ERA. He gets subbed in to be an All-Star replacement.
You have him being an All-Star?
Yeah, he's an All-Star last year.
Okay.
On the Blue Jays.
All right, cool. That is the end of this episode on... What's his name? James Anthony Happ?
Yeah.
Just call him J.A. though, for short. Yeah. Oh, wait. Shorten it some more. Just call him J.
J.
J. Happ. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.